The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now, your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury. His mission is to make real estate easy, lucrative, and fun. Whether you're a seasoned real estate pro or just looking for a way to buy your first home, Dr. Chuck will draw on 25 years of intensive real estate experience to get the answers you need. From the simple to the complex, he'll fill you in on trade secrets the pros use to get their advantage and give you deeper insight into how real estate can help you realize your dreams. And now, here's your Real Estate Insider, Dr. Chuck Fury.
Hello, folks. Dr. Chuck here, your Real Estate Insider. Great to be back with you once again this week. Hope your week is going well and you're going to enjoy your weekend. Real estate is a most fascinating commodity. It's probably sexier than stocks, more useful than gold, and often creates more emotion than Hollywood. I've been in the real estate business for over 25 years, and my mission with this show is to bring you unique insider strategies gleaned from my 25 years of experience on a soldier on the front lines. Speaking of the front lines, Mike, we have Mike Staton here today. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Chuck?
Great, Mike. Mike is an important member of our Stanford Property Brain Trust. He helps us troubleshoot problems and challenges that people bring to us and helps us implement solutions. So what's new in your life, Mike?
Things are going great, actually. I've got a countdown to the wedding, and yeah, it's coming up soon.
Thought you might mention that. Yeah, that's a big event. We all know that real estate is always present at transitional times in our lives.
Oh yeah, it definitely is.
Birth, death, but more important and fun things like marriage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So of course we've got housing is a big topic here, but currently we're talking about other things, you know, details and things like that.
There's so much to think about when you plan for a wedding.
It sure is.
And it's kind of like when you're a grandparent and you just get to go and babysit your grandkids. You know, you don't have to be with them, you know, 24/7 for 20 years. Mm-hmm. So many grandparents tell me it's just so much fun to be a grandparent. And I feel the same way about weddings, you know.
Yeah.
I get to go to the wedding and drink champagne and celebrate and have great food. And I know from my own experience what you're going through.
Yeah. Yeah, you're telling me. I've been to many weddings, and you know, now I really have a different appreciation for what it takes to put all that together. So.
Yeah, I know. But it's a great time. It's definitely a great time.
It is, yeah. And looking forward to it, and it'll be coming up here soon. But in the meantime, you know, we have a lot of other things that we're working on, and we want to invite the listeners to give us a call here at 888-NO-TAXES and let us know what you're thinking. If you have any questions or any situations that we can help you out with or that you just like us to talk about on the air, give us a call. Again, 888-NO-TAXES, and we'll talk about
them. Terrific. Yeah, and we invite everybody to give a call. Let us know how you're doing and how we can better assist you with our discourse here on the radio. We love talking about challenges. We love solving challenges and shedding some light on real estate in general and the wonderful positive advantages that real estate can bring to your lives. Mike, I was looking at the comics the other day, and I saw one where an agent, I guess, was showing a client a property, and apparently they went down to the basement. The basement was flooding pretty seriously, and I guess the agent or the owner actually was talking to the agent and said, no, this is not a problem. You can list this as an indoor pool. Now, that gets into some snarly disclosure issues, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, of course, if you have a pool, there's some other issues that you have to deal with, but I don't think they chlorinated that one.
I see. The other one I saw was... I don't know if this was an agent or who came up with this slogan, but it is, I put the hot in psychotic. Holy mackerel.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a selling point right there.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Mike, I was thinking, why don't we talk about some trends that are happening or starting to shape up in real estate right now?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I know we were looking at the Case-Shiller Index recently. I'd like to tell our audience about what that is. I think it's an important index for them to pay attention to. And, Mike, you did a little research on that as well. You want to tell us what it is?
Yeah, yeah. It's a index that looks at the U.S. housing market, and they have 20 different metro areas they look at, and as well as a national index and a couple other indexes. But it looks at housing prices and changes from year to year. They've been looking at housing data continuously since 1980, and they have data going back to 1890.
Wow.
And Case and Shiller, you know, put this all together initially.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's it's really interesting. And the data that we have now that we're looking at shows quite a marked increase in the San Francisco Bay Area over the national average.
Yeah,
which is a major concern for people that are looking to buy in this area.
Yep.
But it's an opportunity for sellers and property owners if they're in the right situation.
Yeah, that's right. I have seen three recessions, major recessions in my career. The last, of course, being the largest,
yeah.
And the most extreme is what I wanted to say. And I hope we don't see another one like that for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But they come quickly. And so Case-Shiller would suggest at, what is it, 217, 218 for San Francisco?
Yeah, it's 218 now, just a little bit over that. And the national average is 175, with 100 being the average home price in January of 2000. So we've gotten quite a bit over that starting point.
Yeah, yeah, we certainly have. We may be overinflated. The stock market, they always talk about having moments of correction or pauses before you continue upward. We may be starting to experience that right now, or we may be starting to experience some difficulty in sustaining this kind of appreciating growth that we've seen. It remains to be seen. In hindsight, it's always 20/20, but it's nice to be able to take a look at your portfolio, take a look at what, if anything, you want to do with your real estate in the next 5 to 7 years, and possibly think about taking some action now. Rothschild, who was a billionaire in his day, said when he was asked, how did you do so well in the stock market and with all your investments? And he replied, I always guessed wrong. And they said, well, what do you mean by that? And he says, well, I never was able to pick the top or the bottom of any market. But what he did do is he analyzed the market very well and went with his instincts and took a position. You know, who cares if it was 10% before the top of the market or 10% after the bottom of the market as it started to rise? He made those great decisions. And so that's what's really key here, is not knowing or predicting exactly when something's going to happen, but taking a look at all the clues and trying to make a informed decision about what you want to do with your own portfolio, given what you're perceiving in the marketplace.
Right. Yeah, I know everybody really wants to maximize their earnings. And of course, if you can get you know, the most out of the market, that's excellent. But realistically, if you're looking at the long haul, then if you can get out 10% before the top, then you're going to be good.
Yeah, you are going to be good. Now, with real estate, that presents some problems, some questions. For the moment, let's suggest that we are close to a top in this market. How precipitous will the drop be is anyone's guess. It will depend probably on a number of factors, interest rates, the world economy, and some other factors. But let's for a moment assume that scenario, and we can assume the opposite scenario in a moment. But let's assume that scenario, that it is going to drop, that we are going to have problems. If you're an investment property, that will mean most likely that jobs will disappear. Rents will go down. It's hard to believe that in the heat of the moment right now in this economy, but it does happen, and I've seen it three times, and it happens quickly. So if income goes down in your real estate, and or you're forced to sell for some particular reason quickly because you may have a a mortgage that's at 80% now or 70% now, and when those values drop to below your mortgage, you may be very uncomfortable with that and want to sell your property. Then you are looking at some other issues, potentially, depending on what your basis is on a property and whether you've exchanged into that property previously and have a low basis. That basis may dictate that you're going to have a lot of taxes when you sell too. So what we want to do in today's program is we want to take that as a vantage point for a moment and just suggest that if this market is going to fail or if it is going to experience some downturn, what are some defensive postures we can take? How can we protect our assets in that kind of an environment?
Yeah, yeah. Protecting your real estate is definitely a smart move and something that we help clients with all the time, of course, and making a good strategy in order to do that.
Exactly. Well, great. So in the second half of our program, Mike, why don't we talk in detail about some of these strategies? And as maybe our insider question before we take our break, we could pose that that question and say, for example, if I have real estate right now that has appreciated significantly and I'm happy with it and I have good income on it, how can I protect that real estate from a deflationary cycle or a precipitous drop in its value, a precipitous drop in its income, or even the possible necessity of having to sell that property quickly and suffering pretty extensive capital gains tax?
Yeah, I think that's a question a lot of our listeners would like to know the answer to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's something that we help a lot of our clients with.
Absolutely. So I think after the break, let's chat about that and answer that question for folks. And in the meantime, if they want to talk with us anytime during the week, 24/7, they can call what number, Mike?
Yeah, it's 888-NO-TAXES. Go ahead, give us a ring, or you can send an email to hidrchuck@gmail.com, hidrchuck@gmail.com.
Terrific. Well, great. We'll be back, folks, in just a few short minutes. In the meantime, let's take five.
For questions or comments about today's topic, send email to hidrchuck@gmail.com. That's hidrchuck@gmail.com. Or call 1-888-NO-TAXES. Now, back to your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury.
Welcome back, folks. Dr. Chuck here, your Real Estate Insider. I'm here with Mike Staton. And thanks for listening. And thanks for staying with us. If you're just joining us, we have been discussing some negativity in the real estate market, a possible deflationary cycle we could see as we did a few years ago. And if we do, we'd like to know this time around, what lessons have we learned from the past? What lessons have we learned from history? And how can we protect ourselves and our investments this time around? So, Mike, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, we have solutions that we recommend to our clients and ways that they can protect their real estate assets. Obviously, if you're anticipating a downturn, you don't want to lose the money that you've built up in your equity. Yeah. There's one way that you can do that. If you make an exchange of your property, you can not pay money on capital gains taxes. And there you all of a sudden, you have a lot of extra money that you wouldn't have had if you just sold the property to invest.
Exactly. Yeah, we have seven basic ways to avoid paying capital gains tax in your sale of real estate. In fact, we're writing a book on that. And that's really critical information to understand, because if you can save 20, 25, 30% of your investment and reinvest those proceeds, then at that point, you really have a fabulous investment compounding. That 30%, you know, recently what our friend Bob saved $800,000 in taxes.
Yeah.
Now he gets over $50,000 of income every single year from that $800,000 he would have paid the IRS.
Right, and just that part of the savings. I mean,
that's
he's still making more money on the rest of the investment.
That's
but just on the money that he would have given to the government, which he would have made $0
exactly
a year on, now he's making $50,000 just from that.
Exactly. He can send his kids to college on that. He has one boy that still needs to go to college. He can send that boy to college on that, and he would not have been able to do that otherwise with that money. So it's very important for us to save on taxes, that's for sure, preserve our income or possibly increase it, And then manage very carefully the expenditures in real estate in a downturn. You don't want to have to replace a roof if you don't have to. These are high intensive, large capital expenditures, and typically in a recession, you don't have the money to spend, mm-hmm. or you certainly don't want to spend it. You want to preserve your capital. So what we've done in many instances is diverted folks, exchanged them into property where you don't have to pay property taxes, you don't have to pay maintenance, you don't even have to pay insurance on the property, mm-hmm. and you own it 100% yourself. It's not a partnership where you're reliant on some general partner to make good decisions for you. You own it yourself, so you have the flexibility at any moment in time to make a different decision and change your investment in the future if you so chose.
And these investments actually are structured so that you can receive a solid income, and depending on the investment, you can also receive increasing income.
Exactly.
And there's rent increases built in, so you're already beating inflation right from there. Yep. You're already protecting yourself from a recession if you anticipate a downturn, or downturn comes. You have a income strategy that's already built in to increase counter to what the market's doing.
That's right. And I would invite our listeners to call at any time and talk more specifically about these investments. One such investment is a triple net lease. That is a property you buy, you own 100% of, but you have as a tenant an investment-grade tenant who's going to sign, or in this case, it's already signed in turnkey when we put a person into these investments, but they're investment-grade tenants, which means their credit history is very high. The likelihood of any issue with rental payment is very low. They are corporate guaranteed, so even if one of their stores is not doing well, doesn't matter. They make payments on all their stores. And the leases are very long-term. Mm-hmm. So typically a recession will last anywhere from 4 years to 7 years max. That's been historical. And when you have a 20-year lease that's corporate guaranteed, you can withstand that recession very well. You're not going to pay property taxes. You're going to be able to get into that investment from your current investment without paying capital gains tax. Executing a 1031 exchange and making the numbers work and make sure that you have an excellent loan. I think the last loan we put on was 4.5%.
Yeah, 4.58 on one of these triple net investments.
It's, yeah.
You know, a great, great financing deal.
Yeah, it was a non-recourse. Of course, there was no personal guarantee involved at all. So, and that, by the way, is much better than most houses right now. Anybody that's refinanced in California, guess what? You have a personal guarantee on that loan. You may not know it, but by statute, you do. There is no deficiency judgment on a purchase money mortgage, but there is a deficiency judgment the lender can go after you for on any refinance in California. So I don't say that to scare you. I just want to alert all my listeners that we like to look behind the curtain a little bit and make sure that we understand all the risks and all the rewards of any investment so that we can tailor and strategize and design an investment for you that has has the least amount of risks and all the benefits possible. And in this kind of investment we're talking about, the loan is very critical to know that you don't have a personal guarantee on that loan, that in fact the tenant is going to pay that loan for you. And let's see, Bob, after 10 years, is going to pay down his loan $800,000.
Yeah.
He will increase his net worth along with, I think, tripling his income, but increasing his net worth by some magnificent amount, $800,000 over the next 10 years.
Right, that's his equity buildup that he's going to receive from the principal pay downs on the mortgage. And you're absolutely right. The advantages of having a non-recourse loan are huge. It's a good way to secure your future. It's a nice, it's essentially a passive investment. There's no management required.
That's right.
Walgreens doesn't really need you babysitting them or fixing their toilets or anything like that. They're big boys. They can handle it. And this is a solid investment for somebody that really wants to build a legacy that they can rely on to provide income for them and their family. And they can deal with whenever they need to.
That's right. And one of the reasons I went ahead and got a wealth management advisor designation is to assist people in real estate, but understand the numbers, the dollars and cents that is part of any great investment, and to be able to analyze various categories and subcategories of investments and make sure that we're doing the right thing for people. And ultimately, this investment we're talking about right now is not the only game in town. There are several other strategies that can be used if someone is not comfortable with this, but we like it a lot because it maximizes the benefits and the income. It creates a long-term income, you know, anywhere from 15 to 25 years, and options to extend that. So it's a great estate planning tool for someone. When they pass away and own this investment, they get a step up in basis, which means their kids will benefit from this investment in terms of the income. But another thing, and then they can choose to sell it or keep it at that point in time. Another thing that we like to do is design these investments with real estate so that your lifestyle increases and improves, and then also your estate plan is airtight. And we've had doctors approach us and other high-income earners who say, hey, I make $400,000 or $500,000 a year. I don't want income. I don't want to pay more tax on an income. Do you have an investment that will mature in 20 years? And through clever financing that we can put on these investments, we can create a situation whereby all the income is neutralized for a certain number of years. And then at the end of that investment, they have a huge windfall for their for themselves when they retire, to replace their income. And then when they pass away, their kids have this magnificent income, $300,000-$400,000 a year on a property like that, which they've gotten into by paying no capital gains tax. And mm-hmm. then they will pay, because of Section 1014, they'll pay no capital gains tax later on when they pass away, and their kids will inherit it. So it's a really wonderful estate planning tool, which most people don't talk about in real estate, but we yeah. like to think through the whole picture.
Yeah, yeah, it's really a great system. It's set up so that way people don't have to worry about the major issues with that kind of a property. If you have a residential property, there's a lot more involved with it. With these types of investments, you can get into them. You can make sure that they're running smoothly. Your family doesn't need to worry about any kind of management headaches. And exactly. like you said, there's not the personal liability on the loan. And the way that you have it structured, right. if you are a high income earner, it's going to pay itself off in a certain period of time. And when that's done, you're going to have great income afterwards. But you have major deductions that entire time. So you're making a great amount of interest deductions on that money yep. that that's being neutralized. So mm-hmm. it's a really solid investment, and it can be structured for just about anybody's income or tax situation.
Yep. And what's the number they should call if they want to get further information about that, Mike?
888-NO-TAXES, and we're able to help. Just give us a ring, 888-NO-TAXES.
888-N-O-T-A-X-E-S.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, N-O-TAXES.
I hate it when I have to look at the phone and go, okay, now what is T? What number is T? What number is A? Sorry about that, folks, but we just figured it's an easy way to remember it and just take your time on the call. But, Mike, we've been talking about something that's probably very important to our listeners, but not as important as what kind of champagne are you serving at the wedding? Let's get to the nitty-gritty here.
Lots of it. How about that?
Hey, quantity over quality any day. That sounds really great, Mike. Well, terrific. We'll pick it up again next week. I think mm-hmm. we had a very nice discussion about creating some advantages, even in the midst of a downturn.
Yeah.
And let's hope that doesn't happen. But if it does, we have lots of clients that will be very happy and sitting pretty when it happens. And we'd love to talk to any of our listeners about that as well. Thank you, Mike, for joining us.
Thank you.
And good luck with your selection on champagne and cake. And if I can help at all, let me know.
I'm sure you will.
And Mike, our engineer, thank you. Did a wonderful job. And we'll see you all next time. Have a great week and think real estate. Bye for now.
This has been your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury. It's his mission each week to make real estate easy, lucrative, and fun. If you have a specific real estate challenge or story you'd like to share with Chuck, just send an email to hidrchuck@gmail.com. Again, that's HIDRChuck@gmail.com or call 1-888-NO-TAXES. That's 1-888-NO-TAXES. Be sure to listen again next week and every Saturday at 2 p.m. for deeper insight into how real estate can help you realize your dreams.
Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the station, its management, owners, or advertisers, and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with the appropriate advisor before making any investment or financial planning decision. Stanford Property and Finance, BRE number 889106.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.